Good morning. It's lovely to be able to bring this message to you on this Easter day. And today I want to talk to you about the importance of Easter. And I want to start by asking a question. Why should we take the resurrection of Jesus seriously? Or perhaps in other words, what's the basic difference between Christianity and any other religion? Followers of Jesus believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that he's alive today and is coming again to save his people and to rule the world. And we build our lives around this reality. Other religions believe in other gods and have different beliefs about what happens after we die. But they're basically the same, right? There isn't really any difference. You pick your myth, right? Wrong. But the sad thing is, in the minds of many people in our secular society today, Christianity and other religions and cults are all the same. Many people believe that there simply is no God. They believe we've moved beyond the need for religion. They believe the universe is just the result of matter and time and chance, and that religion is just a crutch or a matter of tradition. Well, I believe they're wrong. So I want to start by looking at what makes Christianity and Jesus special. Well, there are many, many things that make Christianity and Jesus different. So I'm going to have a look at a few before we look at the resurrection more specifically. So firstly, Christianity is real history. In the Bible, we have several thousand years of God's acts in history, not just the acts of a charismatic leader. God made promises to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, which led to the establishment of the people of Israel. This people escaped from Egypt by God's mighty deeds. They receive a law and a land and prophets to guide them. And the prophets make various prophecies about a coming Messiah that is a saviour. And so the recorded history of God's relationship with his people leads to the fulfillment of prophecies in the coming of Jesus to a particular place at a particular time connected to secular historical people like Herod and Pontius Pilate. And the fulfillment of the prophecies is not just told in the Bible by one leader, but by nine reluctant and at first skeptical men who were surrounded by people who were so close to the events recorded that they could have easily denounced wild and crazy claims because it was all so public. So Christianity is rooted in real history. And secondly, because of this connection with history, there are 2,000 years of historical documents and research that are accessible for scrutiny and debate. Christianity isn't based on private knowledge, it's public knowledge. Our documents are public and open to be read by anybody. Christianity doesn't require a holy man or men to interpret texts and dispense knowledge and rules. The Bible is rooted in real history and it's available for all to read. And that's why it's held its own for 2,000 years. Thirdly, surprisingly, given its historical basis, Christianity has no cultural centre, no holy place, no single cultural identity, and no single leader on earth. It's the most multicultural of all religious faiths. In other words, Christianity has universal authority and relevance across all cultures. Christianity isn't attached to any one place or any one people. It's found an indigenous home in every country in the world and in thousands of ethnic groupings. Fourthly, Christianity has endured the test of time. Time and again, people have predicted that Christianity will vanish with the vanishing of a particular era. But again and again, it is shown that it is relevant and powerful in each new period of time, as the ones before, even the modern ones that many people thought would mean the end of all religion. And fifthly, at the centre of Christianity is the unique person of Jesus. There is no one comparable to Jesus at the center of any other religion or cult. He is unique in his teaching about God and life. He's unique in his love and his mingling of tender mercy and tough justice. He's unique in his wisdom and his miracles and his death and his resurrection, and his appearances to hundreds of people to show that he was alive. Jesus is simply unique. So Jesus is unique. But why is his resurrection so important? Because that's what we're celebrating today, isn't it? Jesus rising from the dead. So why is that so important? Well, Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world from the Father God. He was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, taught about God, did wonderful miracles and loved people. But despite all this, he was put to death on a cross for our sins. And then on the third day, that is Easter Day that we're celebrating today, he was raised from the dead, never to die again. Luke tells us that for 40 days after he was raised from the dead, Jesus gave many undeniable proofs of his resurrection. And Paul said that 500 people had seen him alive, and most were still alive when he was writing, so you could have talked to them. That's the kind of historical certainty people had. Jesus was raised physically. People recognised him. They could put their hands in his wounds. He ate fish in front of them to show that he had flesh and bones. And yet he was more than physical, because he seemed to come and go at will. Locked doors didn't get in his way, and there was an unusual new dimension to his body. After 40 days, Jesus ascended to the right hand of Father God, where he now sits on the throne with God. There, Jesus intercedes for us, praying for us, his people, every day. He's reigning until he puts all his enemies under his feet. The end of Matthew says he has authority in all of heaven and earth. So that's a quick summary of what happened at the resurrection. But the main question isn't what makes Jesus unique, or even what happened at the resurrection. The main question is, what does the resurrection mean for us? So let's look at that. Well, firstly, if Jesus died for our sins and rose again, then it means our sins are forgiven. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus paid the price for the sins of his people, and in doing so, he reconciled us to God. As it says in Romans 4, verse 25, was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. That means that just as through his death, Jesus paid the price for our sin and rebellion from God, through his resurrection, he conquered death and made it possible for us to be reconciled to God and receive everything that God has promised us. And then, because of Jesus' resurrection, Philippians 3 verses 20 and 21 say, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. So when we die, we will be raised from the dead, and Jesus will give us bodies like his glorious body. Thirdly, if that wasn't amazing enough, Romans 8 verse 21 says that creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. So not only will we be raised from the dead and given glorious bodies, the whole of creation will be renewed. We will never sin again. We will never get sick, and all our tears will be wiped away. The implications of the resurrection of Jesus are amazing. They're personally life-changing, but they're also globally transformational, because they mean that all of creation is going to be made new. So everything hinges on the resurrection today. Everything hinges on what we're celebrating today on Easter Sunday. And this is what it's talking about in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17, when it says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. If Christ has not been raised, then the gospel is in vain. Our faith is in vain and we're preaching a false message. We might as well eat and drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Paul put all of his eggs in one basket, so to speak. He says that if the resurrection didn't happen physically, bodily, permanently, then Christianity is just a sham. That's why the resurrection of Jesus is so important. The resurrection of Jesus isn't just what we celebrate at Easter. It's why we meet together every Sunday morning. And it's why being a Christian affects the way we live our lives every day. Because of the resurrection, we have been saved from our sins and reconciled to God. Because of the resurrection, we can experience the power of Jesus' resurrection in our daily lives because of God's Spirit living inside us. No matter what we face in this fallen and broken world, because of the resurrection, we can endure because Jesus, the risen Lord, lives inside each one of us to empower us to remain faithful to him to the end. And because of the resurrection, we can look forward with a sure and certain hope that we will be raised from the dead and given glorified bodies, and that the whole of creation will be renewed. It's so amazing, isn't it? So today, I want to ask you what you're going to do. You can't sit on the fence. You can either choose Jesus or you reject him. So today, will you take Christianity and the resurrection of Jesus seriously? Will you ask the question, what does Jesus mean to you? And will you trust in the life-changing power of Jesus' resurrection today and every day? I'm going to give us a bit of time just to reflect on Jesus' death and resurrection and what that means to us. And then I'll close in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your death and your resurrection. We thank you that because of your sacrifice on the cross, you have saved us from our sins and reconciled us to God. Lord, I just pray that we won't just think about this fleetingly today on this Easter day, but that we will help us to keep coming back to this amazing and glorious fact every single day, that it would affect the way we live our lives. It would affect how we think and what we believe and how we act. And Lord, I just thank you that no matter what happens, because of your death and resurrection, we have this glorious and certain hope to look forward to, that one day we will be reconciled to you. We will be risen to live with you in all eternity, and that us and all of creation will be renewed and transformed and made new. Lord, we just thank you for who you are, all that you have done, and all that you will do. Amen.